Play and stay on Washington State's Kitsap Peninsula, the natural side of the Puget Sound. Stand up paddleboarding, hiking, great restaurants and breweries. I'll tell you more about your next vacation destination later in the show. Welcome to The Leftovers. I'm your host, Rachel Bell. If waiting 2 whole weeks for a new episode of Your Last Meal to Drop is way too long, I've got something to tide you over. On the weeks when I'm not doing a full Your Last Meal episode, I'm bringing you The Leftovers. Audio left on the cutting room floor, interviews that I really want to do that don't necessarily fit into the last meal format, and most often, like you're going to hear today, a speed round with the last week's guest. Which means you will now be getting a little taste of Your Last Meal every single Thursday. Last week, I chatted with Gavin Rossdale, singer and guitarist in Bush, one of the most popular grunge bands of the 1990s. I don't know if any of you can relate to this, but I had Gavin's face plastered on my wall as a teenager. So 14-year-old Rachel was pretty giddy to get to meet her rock and roll teen crush. Before we get into the speed round, a quick recap. Gavin and I talked about his love of a traditional English roast dinner.
The whole Yorkshire pudding, roast potatoes, you have the gravy, you drink a nice red wine, it's followed by some kind of stupid English dessert. But
hold on a second. Why do you say it's a stupid English dessert?
I found that most people outside of England are a little bit, I'm not sure they're ready for the treacle pudding and the kind of spotted dick. Just for us, it feels like love.
And now, here are the leftovers. You said in an interview a few years ago that if I hadn't been a rock star, I would have been a cook or a chef. So I want to do kind of like a little fantasy thing here. If you were going to open a restaurant tomorrow, what would be your ideal fantasy restaurant? Like, what would you serve? What city? What would it be like?
Well, first off, I just respect and amazement that anyone who actually does start a restaurant and make it work, because I think it's the pretty hardest thing to do. So this is pure fantasy, and I should definitely preface it by saying you can only try to be a cook. You know, being a chef, that's allowed the strata, right? So we know that. I know enough about cooking to know that I'm a home cook. But I think that having a place near where you live is ideal. So for me, that would be Los Angeles. I would think about what I wish I could go out and eat. Having a restaurant based around wood and fire, it would be the thing I would do. I have a couple of amazing friends who do unbelievable tasting menus that blow your mind. But my honest food is like sort of fire. Things cooked in fire and around fire. I just love that. Francis Maumann, great example of that.
Do you barbecue in your backyard? Do you cook over a fire? Do you go camping and cook ever?
I don't really do that. I'm just too bougie for that. So,
what is your perfect birthday cake?
Coffee cake.
Coffee cake, like the kind with like the crumb on top?
Real coffee cake. Like the taste of coffee and then the sugar on top. I love that coffee cake.
That is different than American coffee cake. So it's just like a regular cake, but it has the flavor of coffee.
Yeah.
When you're touring, you've toured all over the whole world. What is the city you most look forward to going to for eating?
Tokyo.
Yes.
Best country in the world.
You have a big cabinet full of kitchen gadgets. What is your favorite if you could only have one?
Probably the mixer, because then I don't have to do all that mixing, you know, stand mixer.
Do you bake?
I bake sometimes. I enjoy it. I'm a very, very greedy person, especially with sugar. So if I actually put my mind to baking too much, you might need to zoom out on Zoom here. So I don't overindulge it, but I do love to bake sometimes.
And that was Gavin Rossdale's Leftovers. Besides this new podcast segment, I have another really, really fun project in the works. I'm hosting my very first TV show. Cascade PBS is producing The Nosh with Rachel Bell. And the first episode airs April 5th at 8:50 p.m. West Coast time. And we'll have a new episode every Friday in April. If you live in Western or Central Washington, basically from Vancouver, Washington to Vancouver, BC, or in Victoria, BC, you can watch on Cascade PBS Channel 9. But anyone can watch anytime online at cascadepbs.org. The Nosh at its heart is a storytelling show, but rooted in food and drink. We get into everything from how to train your dog to forage for truffles to our very first episode about Seattle's bagel boom. Even if you don't live in Seattle, it is still entertaining. You will still learn something, so I hope you'll watch. Your Last Meal and The Leftovers is a product of Seattle's Cascade PBS. This show was created, hosted, and produced by me. Follow along on Instagram. I'm @HelloRachelBell. Please leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts if you haven't already. All you need to do is just click 5 stars, if that's how you feel, and, you know, just write a little nice something-something. It helps get the show out to more listeners. And you can sign up for my free newsletter, rachelbell.substack.com. It's the best way to stay in touch. I'm Rachel Bell, and this is The Leftovers.